In that speech at the Farm Journal Forum, you also talked about the so-called egg bill in Congress, the result of the agreement between United Egg Producers and the Humane Society of the United States. And what I heard you saying was, probably talking to cattle and hog people, maybe you shouldn't be so paranoid about these things.
Well, look, one of the concerns that I have is that we're facing more and more referendums, about how to farm and what to farm and how to do farming. And that means that we're engaging people across the individual states are having these referendums in a discussion, a debate about farming, when so few people really understand what the farming business is all about. I mean, that's just the reality, because we have so few farmers in the relationship to the total population. Less than 1% of the population farms, and less than 1/10 of the population produces 85% of what we consume. So it's a really small percentage of people that actually know what's going on, okay? So if you've got a situation where you're a producer and you're facing potentially 50 different sets of rules and regulations, that creates real uncertainty and difficulty for producers. And then you have an issue of whether one state's going to try to impose their requirements and restrictions on other states, and it gets complicated. So if you have an organization, an entity, and a group of farmers who come together and say, hey, let's sit down, let's have a conversation with folks, and let's make sure they understand precisely what's going on here in production. And they come to an agreement, they come to a resolution, to a compromise, then we shouldn't discourage that kind of conversation, because that creates the kinds of alliances and friendships and relationships that will allow us eventually to get enough votes in the Congress to pass legislation that we need to make sure that we've got rural opportunity. And if someone's concerned about the impact that might have on their type of agriculture, then there ought to be conversations and engagement in the process, as opposed to criticisms of those who've been engaged, because there may be ways in which you can learn from that process. So I'm not being critical of anybody. I'm just pointing out the obvious, which is that we didn't get a farm bill through, and we've had increased numbers of these referendums. So it's a wake-up call. It's a suggestion that we got to think differently here. We've got a great product. We have a great contribution that rural America makes to the rest of the country. The rest of the country just doesn't fully appreciate it. And we got to figure out ways in which we develop that appreciation. And once we have it, then I think we're going to see a different attitude about farm bills than we've seen in the past.